right, welcome to Allegedly. I'm Theo Von.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss. And then there is Theo Von, as he said. Now, allegedly, today we actually have here in the studio one of my oldest friends for a long time.
Friend dropping.
A comedy legend, Jamie Kennedy.
Wow.
Jaime Kennedy. You ever been called Jaime Kennedy? I'm sure you have by Latinos.
By the Latinos.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
I like the fact that he said, I'm a legend and I'm his oldest friend. I don't know which one to believe.
Look.
I've been friends with Jamie for a long time, and we actually met when I interviewed him for something
years
and years ago. And I remember sending you the interview, and you said you liked it after
yes.
it was done. And we have hung out over the years here and there. And
here's you want to hear a little history of me and Matt. So
yeah.
He was, I think you're from Philly, right?
Yeah, I am.
He's from the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out here, and he was like a film student. He's writing and trying to get something going. He had a script. I remember it was good. People liked it. He's about to get it made. I don't know if we ever did that, right? Did we get that one made?
Yeah, we got that one made.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't end up in that one. So, and so we talked a few times, and it was really good. And then we were friendly. We're on good terms.
He's a very friendly guy.
And then, yeah, and then you know how you're on the road, and it's, you know, it's 2 a.m., and you're at the bars, and you didn't do what you thought you did after your comedy set, and you're somewhere, like, in, you know, Missouri.
Yeah.
And you turn on, and the only thing on is TMZ or SportsCenter.
Of course, that's what
and
they
so,
play.
And so, you know, you're at a self-loathing point in your life.
Oh, it's dark.
And you're sitting there, and you maybe, you know, have a girlfriend, maybe not. And then
maybe not
all either. Of a sudden you see your friend, who was your alleged friend, on TMZ talk about your relationship that was public. And Matt said this. He goes, yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt. She, like, dates, like, either, like, plumbers or guys like Jamie Kennedy. And I said, Matt, what? I thought we were, and he's, I'm just doing my job. This is just my job. It's
wow.
That's how, and then.
Wow. That's who, this is, what is
that was
this?
A good opener, wasn't
is
it?
Is this just
and
your
remember,
job?
I was like, what the, and he like, and then he literally told me, that's his job.
That was my
wow.
job,
and
I was
really
in
sweet
a,
about it.
I apologized profusely,
he did.
And I apologized.
Did he apologize?
He did.
To this day.
His problem is he has a lot of friends that are on the other side. So now it's kind of mixed. You can't really do that anymore. You can't get butthurt about it,
right?
TMZ is bigger than celebrities, actually. So
yeah,
so you kind of, so Matt has a lot of friends that he.
It was very tough. Yeah, it
yeah,
was
so
very
he
tough.
Knows.
So, thank you for that
That's
lovely introduction.
So Matt will burn his friends, guys. That's what we're learning right out of the gates. Already sounds like Matt's losing today.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Anyway, so allegedly, this is the format for our podcast, Jamie. This is a
we compete. Okay, it's three rounds. Matt and I are each going to tell a story. We each have up to 5 minutes to tell our story. We can all talk during the story. You can interject. You can ask questions. Whatever. At the end of both stories, you'll decide who won that round. You can base it upon whatever. Whatever criteria you want.
All right.
And then we go to round two, which we will be interviewing you, and mm-hmm. we will take turns asking you questions, and I'm sure you've been interviewed many times over the years.
A few times.
So then you can, based on whatever criteria, decide who did a better job as in the interview.
Yep, okay. And then round three is we're going to have a short debate. Matt and I each have 1 minute on the side of a topic, and then we're going to open up for a little discussion, and you decide who wins the podcast. That's it, man.
I'm with you.
All right.
I'm here to judge you.
All right, we're going to start with our stories. Matt's going to go first, dude, because...
And these are real stories?
Yeah, these
real
stories.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Matt's going to go first. He has 5 minutes on the clock. Ladies first.
Oh, ouch. Mm. Yeah, are we good? All right, here we go. I'm telling this story because has a little connection to Jamie.
Oh, God.
This is...
This is about when you burned him when you were on TMZ?
No, that story is a definite loser.
No, by the way, I just burned plumbers because I was basically saying he did plumbers
exactly.
for me, so I'm going to get a plumber
How
call.
How dare you, Jamie? Yeah. No, when I was in the closet... This is not
you were actually in the closet
only to himself.
No.
Okay, that's
when you were an embryo.
Touché. When I was in the closet, and this was
I love pussy. I just love it so much.
That's not what I sound
no,
like.
No, I have a gay friend who says the word beaver, but he's straight. But he's like, I want to bang some beaver. Come out. No guy says beaver. Go ahead.
Ooh, that word makes me uncomfortable.
Beaver.
Anyway, so when I was in the closet, and this was... You know,
I don't believe
like,
he was.
That's good.
I was. And
Theo wins.
You know...
Yes.
I'm bearing my soul right
that's
now.
That's in the closet.
When I was in the closet, you know how... you probably don't know, but if you're gay
you
and you're trying to... you know, stay, show that you're straight.
Yes.
A lot of gays will pick someone to say like, oh, that's the hot, like I had her poster on my bedroom wall, you know?
Right.
This is a gay thing.
Yeah, because if you're in the closet, you're trying. So like,
we'll call that overcompensation.
Overcompensation.
Poster.
So okay. When I was growing up,
like I had Fonzie.
Yeah.
Fonzie. Okay. There you go.
Hey.
When I was growing up, I had Cindy Crawford.
Wow.
But that's, then when I was in college.
So that is gay.
It's so hacked.
When I was in college.
Masturbation.
People would be like, who's hot? Who would you love to bang? I'd say Nev Campbell. Nev Campbell was my.
Wow. Oh, Nev, I thought you said Nev Schulman from Catfish.
No, not him. Not him, Nev Campbell.
It's pretty sexy.
Because she is sexy.
No, Nev Schulman.
She is.
Oh, okay. Nev is sexy. She's beautiful.
Yes.
And there's something girl next door to her that isn't like, that is somewhat relatable. You know what I mean? It's like, I would say Nev Campbell and Drew Barrymore were the two. Because then I was true to myself. Because I wasn't like going, oh, Pamela Anderson. You know, I felt like that was too over the top. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, nobody's going to believe that.
Nobody's going to believe that. Oh, Pamela Anderson.
I want to bang. Pam Anderson. I know you don't sound like that, but
he's like Sinead O'Connor.
It's Sinead. Come on, girl. Yeah. Come on, girl. Anyway, I had the opportunity to meet Nev out here.
Right.
I got invited to her birthday party 1 year, and it was awesome. And she was so incredibly sweet to me. And I told her, I said, you know, you were my celebrity beard. So to speak, like
beard, okay,
you know, like my celebrity beard. That's who I would say that I had a crush. She thought that was very sweet and gave me a huge hug. So much so,
did it give you a boner?
No, oh God, no.
Okay,
no.
All right. Nope.
The body knew he was gay.
Yeah. So, she was very sweet, and I got invited to the after party, and it was at David Arquette's house, who is someone that. You also have worked with.
What year was it? You know, notice I'm not at any of these parties, by the way.
This was while I was on TMZ, by the way, and it was right when David Arquette and Courtney Cox were separating, and it was me and another girl from TMZ, Kelly, we went, and we couldn't believe that they had no idea who we were, only because we were talking about, you know.
How did you get invited?
I got invited through a friend of Nev's to the party, and then like the group kind of was like, hey, after party at David's house.
Boom.
Anyway, someone else was there, and Kelly and I are trying to hide who we are because honestly, when I worked there, I didn't care. Like,
so
I wasn't
hiding who you are at the party and hiding as being gay.
No, I was out by this time.
All right.
Not that I would have said anything because, you know, like that's not my thing, but I didn't want them to kick me out of the house.
Right.
And so it was Harry Morton, I think his name is.
Yep.
He comes up and he says, what do you do?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And so I go, I don't know why, but I went, doctor.
Wow. Gay doctor.
I swear to God.
Gay doctor.
I go, doctor. And my friend Kelly looks at me from TV and she's like, you're a doctor? And he goes, what kind of doctor? And I'm like, kids.
Oh, God, like, that's fun. That's called a pediatrician.
A pediatrician.
I would be called a pediatrician.
I work with kids. And I was like, he's like, oh, wow, that's great. This is so
kids.
True. Now they think that I'm a pediatrician at this party, when in reality...
And like, wait, was there coke going around?
No coke going around,
Oh, okay.
No.
That would have been weird if the pediatrician started doing blood.
That's crazy.
That's
true. I don't want that kid to treat my little child.
Anyway, so they never found out. It was very... now they will. Well, I have since seen David since, and
I don't think anybody remembers that night. I don't think they remember even starring in that movie. Go ahead.
Good point, but... But yeah, that's pretty much the end of the story. That it's a Hollywood tale where people think I'm a pediatrician.
What was that?
That's our buzzer.
Oh,
time's
what?
Up.
That was a little okay. That was a little. Can I comment on that?
Yeah, of course.
And let's just talk about this in sexual terms. Like you had me, you were like stroking me.
Yes.
But then we didn't really finish.
You didn't cream out, bro.
Yeah.
That's the story of my life.
Wow.
Well, I wish I could have made something up, but I think it's just
keeps
funny
it
that
honest.
They, keeps it honest.
All right, let me just tell any story so that Matt loses. Can I get 5 minutes on the clock, please, Andrew?
Wow. Did that really? Was that only 5 minutes?
Yeah,
I felt like seven.
Yeah, you might have cheated as well. Just remember that when you're
dear Lord
tabling who won.
Wow, this is just payback.
All right.
Okay, so now. I unlike Matt, I'm still currently involved with vaginas over the years, and you know, I've been dating women. Is you know, we're not dating. A lot of times, I'll set up dates and then just honestly just choose to spend time with myself at the house. You know,
oh, all right.
But I was
you
up
live
in,
alone.
Yeah,
all right.
I was up in San Francisco one time, which is kind of like you guys' Utah.
You guys
and
Utah.
The tribe.
And it's like, yeah, it's a yeah,
somebody referred
city.
To it the other day as a tribe.
I mean, I guess. I mean, why does it have to be a tribe? Why can't we just like be part of everybody else?
Because you guys are always trying to turn dudes out. That's one thing.
I do that a lot.
Okay, what is
I tried to do that last night, actually.
Side note, okay. Gay guys never want a gay guy.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't want no gay guy. I want a nice.
That's
strong.
How you know if you don't, you'll know.
So
if,
true.
If you ever are questioning someone's sexuality, if I'm interested in them, then they're straight.
Right.
Wow.
Truth. That's the litmus test. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So I met this gal in San Francisco. Right. So about a couple
gal.
Months.
Gal. He really is from
a couple
south.
Months later, and this is when a couple months later, she's in Los Angeles. So she hits me up. We go out. Right. This is the second time we've hung out. We hung out in San Francisco. Just went and had some drinks. Dinner it was like when San Francisco was winning the World Series. Mm-hmm. A few months later, she's in LA. We go out and have some drinks. We're hanging out and stuff like that. We end up going back to her hotel room, right?
I have a feeling she's going to have a cock or something.
A lot of his stories end up with that, actually.
No, it's not a cock.
His hair is okay. Very cleanly cropped. Let's go
Thank
ahead.
You very much, actually.
Set a Paul Smith shirt. Go ahead.
It could be.
Okay.
So, anyway, she and I start making out, right? And this girl, it's kind of dark, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I didn't know she had a fake leg. One of her legs was fake, right? She takes her leg off, right? Like, I guess.
Wow.
Like, in the throes of, like, passion, which I don't even know how she got into the throes of passion because I'm not very passionate. She, like, takes her leg off and, like, throws it against, like, the wall. But she hit this window. This is right over by, like, 3rd Street and us and Broadway in Santa Monica.
No.
Breaks the fucking window with her leg. So,
no.
Yeah, so I am
no,
sitting.
No, this is amazing.
Oh, bro. So I'm sitting there like in the dark.
You had me at leg.
I'm sitting there in the dark.
This is not fair. I've never met anybody without a leg.
Oh, just loose. Okay.
Yeah,
this girl rips her leg off and threw it. And I think she just meant to throw it against the wall and like kind of get everybody fired up.
Everybody? Were there more people there?
Just me and her.
Okay.
But still, that's everybody.
Okay.
And it hit this fucking window, breaks the window, right? It didn't go out the window, but just breaks the window. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Then what?
Dude.
So then what?
And then I couldn't keep an erection, but it wasn't because of her.
Wait, that got weird.
I can't maintain an erection, I learned, around broken glass. That's like what...
One-legged was fine.
Yeah, well...
That was actually a turn on.
That was a surprise. I mean, that's kind of like, I feel like, an old Civil War trick.
Hold
but
on. You're telling me you were effing, right?
No, we're starting to F. We're kind of.
And so she was like... threw her leg off.
Like, I think she meant to like she kind of
it was
like
taking off a shoe, but yeah, it said like, it was a leg,
just like animalistic.
She like undid it. I think it was strapped on.
Hold on, so you had no idea she had a fake.
And I talked about her twice.
How
and
did
had
she
no
look?
Idea. Beautiful young lady. I think she might have been Filipino or Guatemalan or
did
something.
Did it go up to her vagina? How far?
No,
did it
was just. I would say it was probably about a little
below the knee,
boot
or above
high.
The leg?
It was
okay.
About a boot.
About a boot.
And it was about a boot. So did that. That's bizarre.
She
had so what'd you do
kind
after
of pirate
that?
Pirate ship, not Civil War. Civil War's above the knee, right?
Yeah.
I don't know
what the different classifications are. Very pirate ship, though. So, yeah, I mean, we're just making out, and then she reaches down, and I see her kind of fooling with her leg, like that area. And the next thing I know, I just see her arm go up, and it literally has one of her legs in it.
Wow, you are that powerful.
She just, I think she just meant to, like, kind of, like, throw it against the wall, you know, like, rawr, you know, like, who wants some of this puss, you know?
Yeah.
And it hit the window, and
hate that word,
shattered
too.
At least better than beaver. Go ahead.
Yeah. Want some of this beaver?
Beaver.
It just shattered the window, bro.
Wow, dude.
And I cannot keep an erection around broken glass.
Wow. Well,
I cannot.
Okay. There's like four comments to that story.
Yes, please.
Wait,
please.
So tell me what my job is now.
No, your job is to tell us, based on whatever criteria you want, which story you enjoyed more.
Well,
and we still text a little, I will say that.
And keep in mind, I was trying to relate it to you.
Yes, you were.
I was.
So yeah, keep in mind, that doesn't fucking matter, okay, also.
Okay, so first of all, let's see this. But the fact there's four things going on in that story is that
Jamie's been keeping notes here.
That you got her so hot that she threw her leg.
I don't believe that, by the way.
Okay, well, you can't lie.
You can't lie.
She was a cute girl. Ruben asked, could have been Guatemala.
Wait, did you handle or no? You never handled.
We didn't have any sex. We had some pre-sex.
So The weird thing is that you couldn't get the boner after that.
I could not at all. Okay. And I tried even. I even drove home and picked up some marijuana.
Wow. That would
that
do
does
the
it
opposite.
For you? Yeah.
That helps me out.
Wow.
It helps me out.
So it's truly an anxiety issue probably with him.
Wow. So the other thing is that you're not addressing is the window, and if you played the club I'm thinking of, if you played the punch.
Oh no, this happened here. The actual window breaking was here down in Santa Monica.
But was it a hotel?
It was a hotel.
So who paid for the window?
I have no clue, man. I left to get that pot and then came back, and then at that point
I'm thinking
it was still of that. Awkward, and I left again.
So
I
that there's
twice.
A there's like three four
a lot of driving
things happening there. Okay. There's a leg.
Just
there's
say
no
it.
Boner.
Just say it.
And yours is really interesting because I could see you going, doctor. And the fact that, you know, Terry Morton, like a lot of people don't know who that is, but his father is Mr. Morton.
The salt guy?
The legendary.
Morton
Close. He started a company called The Hard Rock. And he's probably a billionaire himself.
Right.
And that's interesting. And I like how you related to me. And I like that you had Cindy Crawford on the wall. The fact that I'm going to have to award this to Theo, but only because the fact that you had Cindy Crawford on your wall as a way to say you're straight.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was
no
I supposed
to... straight guy is going to have Cindy Crawford
well,
on her wall.
It was more for my parents. I had to
she's
tell
a wonderful,
parents.
Beautiful person, but she's not like a dirty sex pot. She's a wonderful, beautiful person.
Yeah, bro.
At one point, so I did have a Pamela Anderson poster on the wall, and I put Bette Midler's face over the face.
Christmas.
Okay.
It's true. And my parents still didn't know.
Is that true?
That's
when you put Bette Midler's face on it. Oh.
How do they still not know?
I don't
Hello,
know.
Hello, honey.
Jesus Christ.
Who wants some of this?
Let's run on the beach.
That's amazing.
Now she turned into Katharine Hepburn all of a sudden. But okay, so congratulations, Theo. You won that round.
I mean,
let's
dude, there's
on.
A leg.
There's a leg. Okay.
A lot.
Look, and a beautiful young lady, too.
No boner afterwards. Like, finish the job.
Bro, I cannot, and I can't even get a little root if I even drive near a construction site. So I just cannot operate around a lot of if there's like intense like kind of glass or
this is a
drywall
issue.
Going on.
No, you're being serious now.
Yeah.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like the joke part of it.
There's
it just become a thing.
Yeah, there must be a term for that.
I think it's just don't
weird.
Get an erection around like power drills and broken glass. I don't think it's a term for that.
All right,
it's
moving on.
Being wise.
Congratulations, Theo. We move on to round two, which is our interview segment where we will take turns asking our guest here some questions.
Yeah, people know how an interview works.
And
let's
now
rock this.
I want to start my first question with something that I read about you, which is you worked at Red Lobster.
I did.
I am a huge fan of
the cheesy biscuits.
The cheesy biscuits. Mm-hmm. And did you know Olive Garden and Red Lobster are the same owners, same company?
Wow.
So talk to me about...
Wow, like he gives a fuck.
He gives a shit.
But I didn't know that.
I didn't know
growing
that.
Growing up at home, like that was the cool place to go, like when you had a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Red Lobster or Olive Garden or something.
Yeah.
Tell me about your experiences working with Red Lobster.
Wow. Well, it wasn't really that exciting.
Did you date any of the girls that worked there?
No.
You had to have, man.
I couldn't get in. Dude, I was a busboy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
were you a good busboy or not?
Yeah. I got a lot. I mean, I took all the shit. All of the shit from the table. I was the last. I mean, no offense to dishwashers. I was a step above a dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
Barely.
I've been a busboy, dude.
And two steps above plumbers, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. Plumbers are below. I'm going to get hell. But, dude, this was before Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This was the late 80s.
Wait, did they have
80s.
Like those?
They had real lobster.
They didn't have biscuits then.
Yeah.
So people, really? And I've told that, and people are like, no. Like, these, like, people, you don't understand. Like, I did Fox News a couple weeks ago, or like something Fox, I don't know. And they asked me about Red Lobster. Like, Red Lobster's like kind of permeated my bio.
Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
But yeah, I did work there. And then I got, when I moved out to LA, I worked at another Red Lobster.
Oh, wow. So you switched lobsters.
I didn't. They wouldn't transfer me, but they said they would give me a good reference.
What?
So
you needed the reference?
The jobs out here when you first come out, you know, the key job is, because the tips, is a waiter job.
Yeah.
And the waiter job to get in the late 80s here was at Jerry's Deli.
Yes.
And you had to go through a crazy interview process to get this waitering job. And I couldn't get one. And then there was a Red Lobster next door.
Mm.
And then I couldn't get a waitering job there. And so they started me as host. And that The first, that was like the best Red Lobster because it was celebrity induced.
Yeah.
Celebrities went to Red Lobster?
Tons. So I remember seeing David Faustino came in.
Ooh.
And he was like.
From Married with Children.
Yeah, and it was like the height of Married with Children. He was like rolling up in a Porsche and he was like 17. And he's like, you know, he's a
little guy.
A little, you know, not the, you know, I don't know. He's a good, not the super tall
guy. He's still growing.
And he had a fucking dime with him. And I just remember he was like always each week came in with a new dime.
Wow.
At Red Lobster. And that was really like, that was like something I was
I love, like,
I got to aspire.
Yeah.
And then the second guy that would come in, and I'll never forget this, was Arsenio Hall.
Wow. Yeah.
And I told him this story, like how I dropped that. And I would come in, and I was so wigged out. And I was like, wah! Like, you know.
Were you doing drugs or pot?
No, I didn't do anything, dude. I was like, you know, scared little nerd, right?
Okay.
And I was like, this is my moment. So I like took him and I'm like, your table's ready, sir. And I'll never forget this. It was like, I was like, did a bit before I was starting to do stand up. And I go, what happens if you had like, you know, Bishop Desmond, like a royalty, yeah,
mm-hmm.
like on your show? Would you be the same intro? And he's like, excuse me. And I go, would you be like, and now for the man in the funny little hat, got followers all around the world, Bishop Desmond Tutu, give it up. And he just, he's like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't bring him out like that. And that was real. And then he sat down.
Wow.
And like, he came in like probably 10 times after that. And that's, they were like, never let me see them again.
That's crazy.
Wonder why. And now. Because remember, that was the staple for the man, no matter who it was.
Of course. Well, at least you went
with Pope, Jack, Pope.
Yeah, at least you went with that and not like Anne Frank. Like, what would you do if Anne Frank came on? How would you introduce her?
And now.
Coming downstairs.
But Carcinio was huge. Yeah. I mean, it was the height of Living Color.
This is crazy because I don't think that would fly today. I don't think celebrities are taking anybody to Red Lobster these days. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you know what? I do a joke about it. It's like, because there's two types of fame. There's like George Clooney's like whisper fame. It's like you see him, it's like an endangered species.
Right.
I have the opposite. I have like yell at the monkey fame. It's like, this is true. The other day, I was like, people like, yo, Jamie Kennedy. Hey, what are you doing at Olive Garden, dude? You broke, or... I mean, if I go to those places, people are weirded out, but we do go.
Okay.
We like a bottomless bread bowl.
Yeah, well, me too. And now, just this as a follow-up, have you ever gone back to a Red Lobster, like, as a customer?
Yeah, did they
and
set you up with, like, a package? They had to have, right?
Dude, I'm going to win a major award someday. When I do, I'm going to give them a thank, because enough people have talked about it now, it's bubbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've done some fast food chain love. I have put the time in, so... There's, I want to say there's the what club in Florida. There's some kind of like one-nighter. It's either Captain Brian's or around there.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone the Red Lobster a few times, and no one knows. No one gives a shit. They don't care. It's like the employees might like it, but it's like that shit is so deeply in the annals. I would have to go to like the head, and if they're still there from the 80s. But it's just like, you know.
People like, he's one of us.
Yeah,
right.
But, dude, their food's bomb.
Yeah,
they still
have good soup. I think that they have good soup, and it's underrated. It's underrated. And they have the sea beaver. If you haven't had the sea beaver,
ew,
it is strong.
Hey, awful. We're having a good time so far.
That sounds disgusting.
Do you think you and I have banged any of the same chicks in this town?
Wow. You know.
Just went for it.
You do cross-pollinate a lot, Eskimo Brothers, which I don't ever know what that meant.
It's like, yeah, it's a term for staying warm. I mean, originally it wasn't. Now it's made its way down here. It's a sexual term.
Well, I haven't ever been with a one-legged person, so...
So we'll start there.
You have, and I don't really have a Filipino fetish.
Right.
You know, wait, how old are you?
35. I'm
35. All right, so you're 10 years younger than me.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, thank you. Ooh. I thought I looked pretty good.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
About 12 years.
12 years.
But not around construction sites.
No. But you've been doing comedy 12 years. So probably on the road.
Yeah.
You probably get, there's a few, because you find these girls that you think that really like you, and then like see a picture of them with like Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
You know, Pauly.
Really?
Yeah, always with Pauly. Every girl I feel like has been, been approached by Pauly for sex in a CVS. I've heard that story three times. I'm not even joking.
Wait,
and I love Pauly to death.
That's really a thing that they have comedian like grouping
girls.
No,
there are some girls that you just think you're the man, and then you see them like that week before, a picture with them and Steve-O, yeah. A picture of them, you know, and I'm like, oh man, you know, John Lovitz, you know, like, oh, I thought I was, so maybe on like the road,
maybe,
you know, but I don't know, like,
what's your type really out there? I mean, obviously you dated some beautiful women, but also do you have a side type that's like not as beautiful?
Well, you know, the thing you just said as a type, that's a little bit of a Matt question. Right. I don't think men have types. Do you agree with that? If you have a type, I have to agree, then you're picky. And if you're picky, you might be gay. Is that wrong to say, Matt?
Ooh.
No, because it's just like, you know, a dog's like, meat, meat, meat. Dog's like, this is weird.
Yeah.
But wait, in that sense.
Alpo.
Does that.
I don't want hamburger.
Does that encompass sex at all?
No,
completely with guys and girls. So if you don't have a type,
no, I mean, like, there's guys that I know. Like, I knew a guy that was picky, and then eventually he came out of the closet. Like, right. I don't like her. She has a weird mole.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and if you're really horny and you're not, you know, in a relationship,
but you wouldn't go to a guy.
No, I don't. No, I don't think I'd want to go to a guy.
Okay,
but,
so never that horny. You haven't been that horny
well,
before.
I mean, there is, you know, you're in jail or, you know, you're in an island for a while. Then maybe you got to do
never
that.
Know.
If
what
there's
I'm
other
saying,
guys there, though,
there's not like really a type. I mean,
right.
I honestly, this is gonna sound weird, but I just like the attitude. If a girl's got an amazingly cool attitude, hot attitude, I call it, then that's a type.
Hmm.
But I you know. Is that weird to say? I don't think guys are picky.
You're right. Actually, it's a good point. Yeah, I don't think if dude's asking you what your type is, maybe that's fucking pretty whack, and I just did that. So that fucking sucks.
Where are your hands
dick.
Now?
Do you have types?
I have a type. Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah, it's barely legal.
Barely legal.
First of all. Yeah.
It's young and Abercrombie and Fitch and straightish. That's completely my type.
Oh. I love how it's Abercrombie and Fitch.
So why don't you just go to ABC
in
Family Casting Office?
Believe me, why do you think I've been trying to get something going these days?
Hello.
Okay, my question is, when you were dating Jennifer Love,
yes,
what was that like for you?
I saw her at a party one time, Adam Sandler's party.
Where? At his
that Christmas party he has.
Wow, you know what? I've heard like people of like everyone's going to that. I've never gone to that
party.
Oh, I've
never gone to that party?
No.
I went last year.
Plummer was like, dude, I got
hit on by Sierra or Ciara at that party.
The girls with Russell Wilson.
Tried to get her number, but I didn't have my phone because I left in the car.
What
happened? Stoned on accident.
What happened?
You weren't allowed to bring your phones in. That's
I see this beautiful like mixed girl pop locking on the freaking dance floor, right?
Oh, yeah.
And eating
mixed
a drum head off one of those small
mixed.
Plates. Like basically the small plates, you don't even set anything on them at a party. It's basically like you just hold the small plate under whatever you're eating, right? Like,
yeah.
So anyway, this girl's a straight pop locking on the dance floor, got a little plate, a little drum head. And I was like, oh, if this girl will dance and eat a little chicken at the same time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's a keeper.
That's fuck activity.
Yeah.
So I rolled up and said, what's up? We started chatting. And then I was like, well, let me get your number. She's like, okay. And then I realized I didn't have my phone because I was so stoned.
And because you weren't allowed to bring phones into
Damn.
Those.
And you weren't allowed to bring phones in because Don Cheadle was there ice skating with his kids. So
why couldn't you bring a phone
in?
They
just didn't want you taking
pictures
of Don Cheadle's kids on skates.
Well, who would do that?
I don't know. Other people.
Yeah, I've never gone to that party. I heard it's great.
It's pretty cool. My question isn't about what happened. My question was, what was that experience like for you having a relationship so in the public eye?
Yeah, it's got to be hell.
You know, it's funny because you just kind of get used to it. I mean, you know, the hardest thing was like, you know, like the first headline ever, it is like, Jennifer Love Hewitt scrapes the bottom of the barrel. It's like, boy, did she take a step down, you know? And it's
damn,
just like,
so how do you live through that?
Well, you just, I mean, it takes a minute because you really got to just like not. You kind of just have to kind of understand what a hater is. I mean, that's years of work to understand the whole hating culture and how it's new and now. But you see that, and it's like she was always very nice and sweet to me and saying, you know, this is like, you know, you're so confident and funny and, you know, like don't believe this stuff. And then, but she also had people write mean stuff about her. Mm-hmm. And so eventually everybody gets mean stuff. So I didn't mind that we were on the show together and we were always together. And so it was really not that hard to do because we were always together, and then we just got used to having people. I mean, it was at times. I mean, it was pretty photographic. I mean, we went to like stores and people would photograph.
That's when I worked at TMZ. Yeah, I remember it completely. That's why I was like, I wanted to know what the experience is like from the other side, which is...
You get used to it. You kind of actually have to prepare. Like, you want to look good.
Right.
You know, you don't just go out anymore. You're like, you know, like, I remember you guys got me with my bald spot, and it was like, Jennifer's losing weight and Jamie's losing hair, you know? You know, like, no, Jennifer's not the only one losing, and you know, and...
Did you ever have to check in with her to make sure she wasn't believing and buying into the tabloid kind of stuff like that? Did you have to check in with your partner? Like,
well, here's a good thing. Like I said, it's like, it's easier for, you know, her or myself, or I always tell actresses this. I mean, there's like, actresses will end up with two types of people. They'll date actors for a while, right? Do you ever see this? And then they end up with like a hedge fund guy.
Of course.
Right? Or they will fall in love, you know, with an actor and it'll work, or they'll run the mill, or, you know, eventually get married a few times and you end up, you know, just being by yourself, whatever. But
in Malibu.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, totally. And it's, you need, like, I'm like, if you ever dated a lawyer or something, you know, God bless him, he's not going to understand that you were just pushed down at Trader Joe's, which is true because too many photographers wanted your picture, and you come home and you go, "Oh my God, my knee!" And you're, and the photographer, the lawyer's like, "Oh, that was a really hard life." I mean, people just don't get it, right. You know. And if, when they write shit about you, and it's like, so no, I don't think there was ever that. She was really good about that. I mean, she's been doing this since she's 9 years old.
She's a sweetheart. I went to a 4th of July party at her house once.
Was she on Who's the Boss too?
No, that's Alyssa Milano. And she's
cute.
Yeah. She sang at the party herself, like, because she's a singer.
She's a great singer.
But
it was very good. Except like that, the one thing was like how mean people were, and then there was like other stuff, like when like we would go out to eat, like, and the bill would come,
right?
You know, and like there'd be 10 people, and like, you know, like, you know, I do well and I'm well off, but I mean, you know, she is loaded.
Yeah.
But like, I gotta be,
she
like,
got Party of Five money.
Yeah, so it's like, I gotta be chivalrous, right? So I'd like look at the check and I go, "Me lady." But well, I'm trying to think of the other thing you asked me.
What is hilarious.
What is it like?
No, that's it. What, so was that, did that, I'm assuming, yeah, I know it ended. The relationship has ended. Did that?
No.
She has a child. Does she have a child?
Couple.
Oh wow!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did that have something
your
to do
win,
with it?
Your win, bro. If you didn't end up with any kids, that's dope.
Jamie, you don't have any kids that you know.
I don't have any kids that I know.
Do you secretly have a kid? Because I think I've actually heard a rumor that you secretly had a child and that just people don't know about.
Is
you.
That true?
I've heard.
Be
that.
Be honest.
I've heard that.
Really?
I'm joking. Yeah.
The rumors, man.
Mm-hmm. Is
no,
that true?
If I did, I would admit it. Oh, the only thing I would say about being in a high profile position is all the people that came up and like, you're my one. You're my one. So like, it would be at like a restaurant. This guy's like, "You're my wife," and when she was so hot, the wife would be like, "Yeah, you're his one. You are his one."
Wow. Yeah. So that
and
would be-
and then we're like, you know that? And I'm like, I'm here. What do you want me to do? Like, should I open the condom for you? You want to put the room on my tab? Like, you're my one. And like, dudes would see her, and it was like the fucking become like zombies. It was like the walking dick. I'm dead serious. And like, I'm Rick Grimes. I'm like, "Love. In the car." Guys like, "Love." I mean, they were like, walk to it. "Love." That's a true story.
That's
like,
great. Wow.
So, yeah, that was the little that, hard dealing with that.
Is it weird because you feel like, do you feel like that if you're dating an actress like that, that they become infected with all of that, like the belief after a while, and that they can change? Like, you're worried about like, oh, then this relationship isn't going to work out because even if I can stay even keel, you have to keep two people even keel. Like, because if someone buys into too much of their hype, then, you know, you're kind of dating a different person at that point.
No, she's been doing it since she's 9. So
right.
She always would just like to be home. You know? So she's pretty much doing everything you saw her do is because it was part of her job.
Right,
she wasn't
right.
like dying to go to award shows and stuff like that. I mean, right. She did it great, but you know.
Now,
but the people, the only thing annoying is only people ask me about her. Like, they don't ask me about like my non-famous.
I was just going to ask.
What about
that.
Like the girl like who managed Chili's? Why doesn't she ever get a mention? She was.
Well, that's a good point. Well, I was going to ask, are there other famous women that you've slept with that we don't know about?
I'm not going
to
be.
You don't have to tell us names.
Well, I want to ask this, though. Tell me about a cougar that's hit on you at some point.
I mean, dude, we all have cougars hit on us.
There's got to be a sweet cougar in town that fucking rang up the JK, though.
Like a famous coup?
Yeah, there's got to be one, man.
I have a I have a story, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Come on.
But can't get this in trouble anymore. I don't care. So, all right, so.
You couldn't get in any more trouble.
I know, right? She should laugh at this. So, she'll see if she remembers this. She won't even hear this podcast. Cut to. So, I'm starting to do well. You know, I'm doing really well. And one time I was starring in a movie. I was starring, and I was producing three shows.
Wow.
So for the WB. And so I was producing a show called Living with Fran. And it was based on my experiences coming up with a comedian named Dave Garrett. And the woman had these two sons that were older than us. And she was having sex with him. And I lived in the closet, Matt. And I literally lived. And so this woman in Westwood, like, let us live there. And we're struggling comedians. And he was like he was going to law school and he did all our deals. I'm like, not literally. Like, we would go with Tommy Romas. He's like, all right, he gets two plates of ribs. He'll do 20 minutes, pay some gas. Like, that was like our early lawyer, right?
Wow.
And so, long story short is, we hire Fran Drescher, and, you know, she's a powerhouse, you know? And so I'm trying to think of she's hired as an actress, and eventually, you know, she brings in her writer Frank. She's like, I got it. I'm trying to do her accent. Yeah, hi, baby. She's like, I gotta have Frank. So she brings Frank, who's like written on the nanny and all the stuff. And Frank's a great guy. So then we go, and then, like, as we're doing this, she's hired as an actress, and then, like, I hear that, like, Fran now she wants something in the writer's room. And then she like took her little dressing room and made it fucking velvet. I'm not kidding.
Right. Wow.
All velvet. Like leopard velvet. Like, it's not a character. It was literally, and it was like really comfy, and she's really sweet. She, to this day, I have a Burberry passport cover because of her.
Whoa.
So anyway, she's like, you know, and so she goes, come out to Malibu. She's a great house there. And she says, I want to talk to you. I'm trying to do the accent. I can't remember. And I said, okay. So we go out to Malibu, and it was like before what Nobu was now. And it was like tucked away. And we were just drinking and fucking, okay, honey. All right. And then we're talking, and she goes, you know, the show really needs my input. And I was like, okay. And she goes, it'd be really cool if I could be like an executive producer. And she's like, more, you know, more eel? And I was like eating the eel and like sake. And I'm like, well, friend, you know, the deal is, because I know that it's got to come out of somebody's end.
Yeah.
And no one is fucking giving up their end. Everyone's like, yo, she's going to hit you up for EP credit. It's out of your ass. And I'm like, no. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, so then we fucking eat. And I'm pretty toasted, right? So then we get in our car, and it's like, oh, fucking, I remember, like, a dope Mercedes or something. We drive, and she's like, literally has a dope house on PCH. I'm like, you pass it all the time. You just don't know it. And it's like sneaky. It's like one little door, but then it just goes down, and it's like,
wow. Gigantic palatial.
It's just like Europe.
It's dope, right? And she's like, you know, you really like that sake. And I was like, I did. It was really, it's like being a high, but you're not drunk. She's like, yeah, honey. And it's like six dogs. She's like, Mr. Whiskers, come here. And it's like leopard. She opens up her fucking refrigerator. And what's in there? I'm not kidding. Like, it was 100 bottles of fucking sake. Like she's known. And I'm like, what the fuck? She goes, yeah, honey, I get it for free. They want me to do it in an ad. Like, but I felt like we were placed. It was the same fucking sake that Nobu had at this fucking place.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my. So then what do? We open up another bottle of sake. And so we're there. And it's like, I had just, you know, I was doing all right. I was running through a few things. And, you know, I was like, the last thing I wanted to do this time, I was be tied down to any girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know. And so she's like, you know, EP, I did it on CBS. I did it on other things. I'm a good EP. And she's walking towards me. She goes, I'm a good EP. If you can't see what I'm doing right now.
He's just rubbing his chest.
But you guys can describe. And she's like, yeah, you know, I know how to presume. And as she's doing it, like the fucking like shawl, like she was in a shawl. And then that came off.
Yeah.
And then like
I'm shoving out.
And then like, but you know, she's great, but she's like my, you know, like my Jewish aunt. And I'm not a Jew. And you know, but I have aunts. But she's but she's you know, she's sexy.
Yeah.
And she's like, but yeah. And she's like, as she's just like, you know, I could really produce. And as the more she's talking about producing, the more I'm like hemming and hawing, well, you know, there's a top heavy and there's four. And like another piece of clothing came off. And then
She owned the show.
And then, like, literally there was like a moment. This is kind of like a mad ending where it was like, God, can I say this? So she's just sweet. And I knew I couldn't not shit where I was eating.
Yes, exactly.
Because she was a star and I respect her and she's hilarious. And, you know, I hope she doesn't hear this. In this day and age, no one will ever hear this. And
thanks for the
No, it will. And then she was just basically it was like the reverse thing of like the reverse casting couch. And then I was like looking, I was like, can I do this? Am I gonna do this? If I fucking
And you were wasted.
I was deep sake.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and I just said, I can't. I can't do it. And I didn't do it. She's like, what do you mean? What's going on? And I don't know how to, there was something just, I just couldn't do it. And it was,
do you regret it to this day?
No. She was always nice to me. And I thought this would be an interesting story.
Did she get an EP credit?
She ended up somehow getting some kind of co-EP anyway without the bang.
If it didn't work with you, it might have worked with someone
maybe
else.
Maybe it did, but she's probably going to hate me now. But no,
look, it was top heavy. It was definitely top heavy.
It was top heavy show.
There you go.
And she won it, and I just remember, I was like, if I do this, then I'm going to, you know. I was the victim.
It's hard.
I was the victim. Because then I thought, I do that, and, you fucking friend. You know,
right.
Hey, you give me the credit.
Now, my question.
That's early feminism, too.
Oh, boy.
There was a time period you started.
But a hot chick, a hot woman.
Oh,
hot
yeah.
Chick.
I saw her recently, and I honestly would have at least probably felt myself in my car to her.
Wow.
Well, that's what a compliment. You starred in some great movies of the 90s, especially, which is as good as it gets, which is one of my favorites.
I hate it when people say that, but go
ahead. The Scream. No, but I'm saying there was a period of time that was just like
forever.
Boom, 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 like killing it.
Yes.
But before that, you did a lot of extra work, right?
I did some extra work, yes.
What? Anything that we don't know that you've been an extra in? Because I know you were in Dead Poets Society, right?
Dead Poets Society was my first. So I was taking a local acting class in Philly, and my teacher was like, you're really good, you know, and I was like, but it was like, anyone can sign up for $10. And so she's like, there's a movie coming to town, do you want to be an extra? And it's starring Robin Williams. I'm like, holy fuck. So I go down, and I had longer hair, and they looked at me, they sized me up, and they cut my hair. And they said, all right, yeah, he could be an extra. And they said, well, hire him for 3 days. And so they made me look like a 1950s, and they gave me a buzz cut. And, dude, you
boarding
get
school
meals.
Guy.
And I got, like, $60 a day, which I was probably making more there than I was at Red Lobster. And, like, the first day, I see Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And he's over there, and he's, like, doing jokes, like, hey, how are you? You know, doing all that to his people. And I fucking go up. Like, he comes by me. And I do that thing that, you know, is that you do to us when you see somebody. And it's like, you really, like, want to talk to them. And I go, I was with my buddy, and I was like, we're all Philly. And I was like, hey, what's up, Mork? And because he'd never heard that. And that was so original. And
he's like, hey, how are you? Hey.
And then, like, from then on, I never got within, like, 100 feet of him. They would never, like, so and that was, but I saw him, and I, like, you know. And I told him, I was like, I'm going to do stand-up comedy. He's like, you got to get on stage. And he like shouted that at me from like really far. And but he was always there, always giving to the cast, always like entertaining them. It was amazing. But that was my first thing. And then I moved out here to become an extra. And it was $40 to join. And I'll never forget this. I had 38.
Oh.
And there was a whole big deal. I'm like, come on, I took 2 buses. I'm $2. I'll pay my money. He's like, no, honey, it's $40. All of a sudden, Fran Drescher works
for
all this stuff. Builds. And then I couldn't. And then I got a job right away as a busboy.
Yeah.
And then the lady who was working the restaurant goes, you don't want to be an extra. You want to be an actor. So I did a couple of commercials as an extra. And then I started finding out what acting was. So,
right.
But I had a long... I did extra, nothing famous that you would know, okay. But El Pollo Loco was like my first like commercial.
Spanish.
And I had worked, but I literally worked my way up from like an extra to like a featured extra.
Right.
So that's like, an extra is like, you know, $80 a day. Featured, that means if like you're doing a scene with Tom Cruise and he says something to you but you can't talk back, that's $250.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of money now.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you get to talk back, that's called a line. That's $500. And then it's like if you have under five lines and there's
more,
all these there's all these tiers.
Wow.
So yeah.
So and you're
moving up. Know what? You worked hard for it all, man.
Amen.
I tried.
Man.
I tried.
You worked hard for it all.
Do you ever feel like that? I mean, do you feel proud of your body of work?
I don't like sit there and look at it and go like, ooh, look at all I've done. I mean, Denzel Washington, who's like, you know, the Mount Rushmore of...
He's a whisper guy.
Actors, yeah. I mean, I always see him in interviews. He's like, I don't like to look back. You know, my favorite film is the next one. And that's like kind of like amazing. Like, you know, I've done some great stuff, but I want to like keep doing and keep working. And I have been a part of some amazing things. And, you know, I've done some dreck, you know, that happens. But I've... I'm very fortunate. I'm just fortunate to be in the game. That's what I feel.
Yeah, man. I mean, I love
the game.
It's an inspiring career. Do you feel like your career is one that inspires a lot of people? Like, I feel like you're one of the reasons why a lot of fucking straight weirdos move out here every year.
Why? Yeah. Honey, what do you mean?
It's you and Brad Pitt. Like, you hear about Brad Pitt
in
the chicken outfit.
Wow.
And then you hear that Jamie Kennedy worked at Red Lobster.
I mean, you know... I don't know. It's funny. Like
every time I'm in traffic, I'm like fucking Jamie Kennedy.
Traffic. That's funny. I think that people do, definitely want. They read my story. I have a book. People who like it sold like 40 copies, but it's called Wannabe. People should check it out. But it did well, and I mean, people like it when they read it. But I think some do. I mean, the chicken outfit of the Brad Pitt story, but. You know, it's kind of funny that you say that, and then I have had people, it's more that like they say it to me after shows or maybe on the street or something, but what I find is fascinating now is, you know, with Twitter and all the bullshit, is that actual people that are trying to make it in this business will not only talk shit about you, they'll tweet at you of how they hate you. That makes no sense to me. I wouldn't tweet something bad to Dustin Diamond in jail. I'd be like, hey, buddy, how was your audition? Like, I hope new class comes out. I mean, like, I wouldn't talk to anyone bad. Not one person. Because, it's just terrible business. Like, you don't think we'd fucking see this shit? And B, I know how hard it is.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hard. And I think the people that do that are the people that really don't, they're not in the business.
Right.
Because it's just so hard. I mean, look, Matt was on TMZ. And say what you want about TMZ. I mean, it's funny. There's a lot of funny shit on that show. And whether you like it or hate it, which you can't hate it because it is funny now, it is completely a staple of our culture.
Right.
And Harvey's really funny with his big dumb cup. And you get the surfer character. But at the end of the day, they aren't really even hating. They're kind of just letting people put their rope out and letting them hang themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they frame it in a funny way. But like, they're just the people that just hate to hate. I mean, it's just bizarre to me.
It's gnarly.
And also comedians.
Yeah.
Comedians hate on other comedians. I mean, this is a brotherhood.
It's true. A lot of people don't think about it. I wonder why it isn't thought as much of.
Well, it's dumb.
Well, it is dumb.
What project did you do that you felt was just complete shit? Because I've been involved in some stuff that is bad. Like, I actually got this thing one time. A college brought me in to be the white guy or the Anglo-Saxon in a Negro outreach event.
Oh, yeah.
And they're basically reenacting stuff historically that had happened in black culture.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the white guy in every scene, bro.
Wow.
It was one of the toughest times ever in my life.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was super intense.
How were you received in that?
I was received for about $800. That's how much. It was a college, and this was about 11 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't good.
I would think, you know, Son of the Mask was not the movie that we thought it was going to be, and there's a lot of hate on that movie, but, you know.
Well, that had a whole, like, franchise thing behind it and expectations and all that, too.
But there's other movies that they remake and stuff, and people forgive them, and I think that, you know, the movie, we started out making one thing, and I had a lot of say, and then as the movie went on, I had less and less and less and less say, and then I just didn't get the say I wanted, but that really bummed me out. And the bums me out that all the hate it gets, not because it gets hate, I understand that, but people don't understand what we really tried to do, and we really, and it's like, if you're in the movie, it's like, you're a piece of shit! Fucking die, you piece of shit! Fuck off!
Well, wrapping it up with this, where is your Golden Raspberry Award?
I got nominated.
You got nominated.
I think
you
got nominated that year for that movie. Rob Schneider got nominated for Deuce Bigelow 2. I think Rob took it.
Oh, okay.
I would like to get one.
And you know, Matt is also a Golden Raspberry because that's a term used for a gay man that's never slept with a woman. Do you know that?
It's called a Gold Star gay. Is a gay.
Gold Star.
Super primo.
All right, so we're ending that round. Jamie, you have to pick a winner of that round. Who interviewed you better?
More.
I mean, we were both going at it. Who interviewed me
What were your questions again? It's so hard. Weird that you said Negro. It's black. No one says Negro.
They called it that then. That was
from
the name
Louisiana.
Of the function.
All right.
Sorry.
He said that, not me.
Yeah.
Don Lemon, if people have seen him call.
Well, Don Lemon's mixed, so he needs to quit speaking for everyone.
I'm glad you said mixed. I know
what I'm talking about.
Let's just say I asked the Red Lobster questions. So
you know what? Can I do this?
Yeah.
I think you each have one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's a tie.
Yeah.
I think that's a tie because I liked what you got and I liked what you got.
Awesome. Okay. We have one more round, which is a debate. We're going to pick a topic that actually is relevant to you. Theo and I have different opinions on it.
Oh.
And we each have a minute to present our case, and then we'll talk as a discussion. And today's topic is how this trend of turning movies into TV shows, such as Scream, the TV show, such as Limitless, which is on now, such as Minority Report, which is on now, such as Teen Wolf, which is on now.
Minority Report, that's the Donald Trump campaign, isn't it?
No, that's funny, though. That's a funny joke. So we have different opinions on it, and let's go for it. Can we get a minute on the clock each? And you want to
go first? You went first last time, you go first again.
It's
Gold Star.
Okay, well, I actually have no problem with it. I think that one of the things about movies when I leave a movie is I want to continue seeing this story and these characters. I watched Scream, the TV show. I will say that the quality of it wasn't that good and that I do feel like it didn't live up to the expectations of it, but I did watch it and I enjoyed it just as much as I'm okay with The Limitless, because movies have so many great ideas that why not transfer them onto TV? Like I said, I'm interested in following, especially when they do the same characters, following them week to week, because it's something that I like to do. And I don't see a problem with it, unless it really, really disgraces it. But I've never, they don't really go for shows, like they're not doing Schindler's List, the TV show, you know, like, so the expectations aren't like that high.
That would be depressing.
That would be a horrible TV show. But yeah, I'm all for it.
I'm okay with it.
And I did watch all of Scream.
Wow.
Did watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a horror nut.
Yeah, and he also tried to throw in that little hand job at the end there, that verbal HJ. I watched all of Scream. Who didn't watch all of Scream?
I bet you didn't watch
the asshole
Scream.
Left in the middle? I got very scared in the
beginning. He meant the Scream TV series.
I wouldn't watch that shit. Now it's my turn. 1 minute, please. I think it ruins quality films. And I think by turning them into television shows, it just ruins it. Like what are we, A Few Good Men in the City? What's next? When does this shit end? You know what I'm saying? Like Goonies, awkward. What are we going to have, guys? What are we headed for? What are we going to teach our children? And we're like, oh, did you see Million Dollar Baby? And they're like, oh, is that about the woman who stays in a coma for 11 seasons? It's got to stop at some point, guys. And I think that this needs to be that point. And I'm going to leave 20 seconds on the clock for all the men and women that have died for our troops.
Okay. There we go.
Wow.
Or that were our troops.
I'm curious to hear your opinion, especially as someone who's been...
I have to give my opinion. I thought I had to rate that.
You will have to rate that. But I also want to hear your opinion as someone who's a part of something that was taken onto TV.
I mean,
did you watch it? Did you watch
the
Scream series?
No, I watched like the first one and I thought it was, you know, it was pretty good. You know, they tried to, you know...
When you heard they were doing a TV.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, but it's not just TV, man. When's the last time you saw that original movie?
That's true, but...
I mean, everything is remakes.
Do you feel that it hurt, or that it tainted the movie at all, or the franchise at all? Like, movie that you are part of and that is revered?
I think the movie stands on its own.
Good.
I really do. I don't think you're ever gonna... I think there's a lot of people that are like you and are like... Some people are like, they understand it, or other people are like, fuck that! Don't fuck with the movie. And I think it's a movie. And I think they're not even using Ghostface.
Right.
So it doesn't really bother me. The Odd Couple was a great TV show. and was based off a great movie.
Exactly. So it can happen.
I mean, you know, and now you know, there's going to be the movies make TV shows all the time. So it doesn't really bother me. I mean, Mission Impossible, they were TV shows. Now they're movies.
All in the Family.
That's going to be a CIA drama.
What was that from? Mississippi Burning? Wasn't that the sitcom.
The sitcom.
The spinoff. Okay.
But it doesn't, I don't know. I don't think about it. These guys are just getting money, man.
Yeah.
Get that paper.
It's get money time. I mean, we have a Black Annie. Everything's changing now. We have a Black Annie. Moby Dick is a woman and it's a dolphin.
Wow.
You hear that?
That's not true.
It's unbelievable.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Literally.
All right. So you got to pick a side on that one.
I'm going to have to just say, man, I love you. But Theo, he just had some more jokes in his. I'm sorry. I don't hate you. You were really earnest and really beautiful with your dissertation.
Very eloquent.
But he was just, you know, he had a couple of lamps.
So is it safe to say that
Theo wins the podcast?
Oh, man.
Aha, buddy. And that's because you fucked me on TMZ.
He did. Yep.
But
an example. You never forget in this town. You never forget.
Fair enough. Remember the plumber that I insulted. It was going to be
eat
Future
my crow.
Studio.
And here he is taking the piss out of you, bro.
All right.
It comes full circle.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
But you make a good point.
And I'll say this, and he also makes a great friend, and we're both big fans of yours, and you can get Jamie's book, Wannabe. Check it out. I'm going to read it, man.
Can I promote
yes,
my other stuff?
Yes.
Well, Tremors 5.
Wow.
Bloodline is doing very well.
Damn it.
You can watch on Netflix.
I have Tremors.
But it's actually doing really well. So that's out right now.
Working with Michael Gross, the dad from Family Ties.
Legend.
Oh, wow.
Legend.
And then
and from the original.
Yes.
He's been in the movies.
He's been in all of them.
That's amazing.
And then the NBC show Heartbreakers, but that doesn't come out for a while. That's going to come out in March.
You got a new show coming out.
Heartbreakers.
And you're still going to auditions. Unbelievable, man. You never stop working, bro.
I got
to
read for this.
Okay. You never stop working.
Tell them what I'm reading. Tell the audience.
Troll #1.
Literally.
Troll #1.
I just want to interject. I will be in Tampa at Tampa Side Splitters performing December 3rd through 6th.
And I just want to promote that I will be in my bed crying and eating cookie dough probably any night.
And I want to promote that after my shows, I'll probably be calling Matt on the phone and be jealous that he has cookie dough and that I don't.
And then after that, I'll probably go to Cookies and Cream.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you so much,
Jamie. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Jamie, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Finally.